Well, Jared, it's a fantastic way to end the season. Of course, you've got the P as the best referee in Newcastle rugby, but you're not the best referee in Newcastle rugby, but we'll talk about that in a sec. But grand final, very, very competitive, as you'd say, the top two teams, and they just didn't stop at each other, but also the conditions were a big part of it as well.
Yeah, no, it was pretty greasy, but I thought the teams, well, they handled the ball reasonably well, and it was just, you know, pretty brutal at times, but yeah, obviously there was a little bit of foul play which we had to handle, but it was very physical, but it was a tough game of footy to manage.
But that's the thing, everybody's fighting for the ultimate prize and you've got to be able to control it, and you did it beautifully, of course. Those two sides were the standout sides for the season, or did you see teams such as the Waratahs and that could have taken them down at any time?
The Waratahs probably had the men that could have challenged for the title, but fitness and troops at the end of the year and probably not being able to play for 80 minutes. They were probably more of a 40-minute team, but probably I'd say the disappointing team from the year was probably actually Southern Beaches, like grand final to 6th or 7th place. But, yeah, no, they were definitely the two standout teams throughout the competition, I thought.
Yeah. And has the game got quicker in Newcastle in the last 12 or 18 months? And you look at some of the new rule changes that may come about because of the Bill Cook Cup with the quick taps and also no penalty goals. That's something you may have to put in the memory bank. And also, congratulations, you're going to be one of the referees, 4 or 5, you know, for the Bill Cook Cup game as well.
Yeah, no, I think the teams are trying to play up-tempo. So obviously teams are trying to counteract that by professional fouls and repeated infringements, which sometimes we have to deal with. But I think the speed of the game mostly through the year was pretty good. And you know, I suppose we just got to get fitter and be able to keep up.
Yeah, of course you started your season again, you know, it's Country Week at Barrel, and certainly the likes of Caff, you know, Little sort of showed you up as a referee. But now, it's a wonder you were able to get out of the mud, man, because I couldn't actually see you. I had to sort of pick you up by the hair to pull you out of all that mud. It was unreal, wasn't it?
No, it was probably the worst. I've refereed in England, but I reckon that was the worst conditions I've refereed in. But yeah, like the player referee, Piercy, did well on the weekend and got the final. So, yeah, no, that was, it was a good weekend.
Looking forward to moving on up and above with your career. And are you providing that sort of pathway for you to be able to do that? Because junior gold is also part of that as well. But it's funny, we're going to go to provincial style rugby in the under-17s next year.
I had a lot of things to deal with New South Wales and ARU over the off-season with the sevens.
Yeah.
I think there's a massive push for sevens at the moment, which is good as an Olympic sport. But yeah, I got support through that, but I suppose it's the opportunity is to go to Sydney. That's where, if you want to go anywhere, you've got to go down there, really.
Yeah, and of course you did the hottest sevens up in Darwin early this year as well. And of course, the real star of refereeing in this part of it is Lauren Kelly. You know, she's done a great job in getting the referee of the year, and there's no bitterness and anger at all because the refs don't have any ambition, and you know, there's nothing like the players who, you know, they just do it for themselves, and the rest, it's just all about the game, you know.
Yeah, well, it's individual, I suppose, but Lauren's put in the work and probably deserves what she's done. Yeah, like, we try to get together a couple of times a week and train as a group, but yeah, refereeing's very much individual, so, but there's not that much bitterness, I suppose, during it, so everyone seems to get on reasonably well. So, yeah, well done, Lauren.
Fair enough, man. Of course, what are you still up to in the architecture caper? And, what are you up to with your job there?
Yeah, I've done a few drawings for EJ, but their buildings are always not very square, so... No, I do surveying, so we mainly set out houses and detailed blocks, so, no, that's all good. Pretty busy in the Newcastle area with a lot of new homes and that, so...
Thanks for your time, Jared, and congratulations on a fantastic season.